22. So over the past few years, we have seen terror attacks in Nice, Paris, Turkey, Brussels, now London. As you have heard this morning in Westminster, a man drove through a crowd of people before stabbing an officer to death outside Parliament. Dr. Leah Farrell is a counter-terrorism consultant, formerly a counter-terrorism analyst with the Australian Federal Police. Leah is with me. Hi, Leah.
Good evening.
Is there similarities to the Nice attack here?
Look, I think it's a little too early to be looking at similarities in terms of who's doing what, but it's certainly concerning that we're starting to see the use of a type of attack profile that's harder for our services to counteract.
Is this the ISIS playbook now? This was just a knife and a car.
Well, it's not even really the ISIS playbook. We've seen this type of modus operandi recommended by several groups. ISIS has had the most high profile, but it is certainly something that the low-tech style of attacks that we're starting to see are certainly concerning because of obviously the widespread fear that they're causing and damage.
How hard is it to stop, Leah? Because you can have all the intelligence you like, but a knife and a car, difficult to stop, is it?
It is very difficult, and this is the problem we're having, Larry, because if these aren't directed attacks, and some are, but if these are people who are inspired to action and they haven't come up on a law enforcement or intelligence radar, it can be extremely difficult to prevent them.
But when I talk about the ISIS playbook, bombs, they seem to have gone by the wayside. They're too difficult now. This is the alternative.
Larry, that's because we've seen a change in the profile of who's carrying out these types of attacks, and they are. Explosives are very difficult for people to successfully use, and there's an investment of time and energy as well. So we have seen this move away from that kind of modus operandi by some groups. But unfortunately, there are other groups that are still focusing on that, as we've seen this week with the travel alerts in the US. So, it's a difficult time out there to be in counterterrorism enforcement.
And what do you make of the US and UK banning the laptops on board planes from some Middle East countries and put them in the hold? What's that all about?
That seems to be about some ongoing streams of intelligence that we've known for several years now about terrorists trying to put explosives into electronic devices. But what also seems to be apparent is that they need somebody physically with that device in order to make it successful. So that seems to be the reason why the devices are allowed perhaps in checked baggage, but not with people on board. It's a little bit too early to tell, but whether it's related to something specific or whether it's just a general increase because it's a risk management question, Larry, really at the end of the day for passenger safety.
Back to the London attack. So you can defeat ISIS on the ground, can't you? Syria, whatever, doesn't mean that these homegrown terrorists are going to go away. That is the problematic thing here.
It is a problematic thing, and that's why we need to be looking at ways in which to ensure that vulnerable communities and vulnerable people are protected against the type of messaging that can see them recruited and radicalised.
So is that what the intelligence agencies need, and I'm sure they are, focus on, is who's recruiting, who's radicalising, and make sure these people are vetted properly before they come into these countries?
Well, I think it's not people on the ground, Larry. Now you've got the internet. It's more a process of making sure that people aren't vulnerable and that they're resilient to this type of messaging, because we've also got a right-wing problem as well on the far right, as we saw with the murder of Joe Cox. So across the board, there seems to be a vulnerability of people to extremist messaging. And one thing we have to focus on is stopping that vulnerability.
Dr. Leah Farrell, who is a counter-terrorism analyst consultant, former counter-terrorism analyst with the Australian Federal Police. Larry Williams Drive. Some feedback, Caroline says.